Lord, your word is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Pierces as far as the division of sword and spirit, joint marrow. Is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of our heart. So Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, may we hide it and treasure it in our hearts. Amen. All right. Something the Lord was just kind of speaking to me about today, and something I know about, but I'll have to be reminded and be refreshed in it. Something that Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Very important about faith. And it says, having the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. And he said, we believe, therefore we also speak, right? The thing about faith is, a part of it within our lives is to, it is important to, I kind of had this word yesterday in church also about that we, to come into alignment with what God is saying, right? That the Lord speaks it to us first. In Romans chapter 4, it says this about God. It's talking about Abraham in the presence of him, God, whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. Or actually, the way that's written better says he calls the things that do not exist as though they do exist, right? So when the Lord speaks a word or gives us a word and puts it in us, it is important that we are speaking and declaring that word, right? Like in our prayer time, it's just important that the Lord has just shown me this, some things that he's declared over my life and spoken over my life, even though sometimes it doesn't seem like it's happening, right? There's such an important thing for me to release that by faith, speak it out, right? There's just some words in Exodus chapter 4, if you go back, and it's like the Lord puts faith in us, right? Scripture says that. We even have, there's a gift of faith by the Holy Spirit, but we all have, according to Romans chapter 12, a measure of faith. So in Exodus chapter 4, the Lord is putting his words into Moses' mouth, you know. Moses just said, hey, I'm not a good speaker. I'm not eloquent in my speech, you know. And finally, arguing with the Lord said, okay, you tell Aaron what to say. And but again, if you look at that, like God put his words into the mouth of Moses, into Aaron. And when they spoke that word, something was released, right? The activity of God is released. This is not the same as the word of faith. That's a little bit different, right? He just doesn't do whatever I decide to speak. He has to speak it first. If he speaks it first, then I can speak it, and it's important. Deuteronomy, this is Deuteronomy 18:18. And Moses is speaking here. I will raise up a prophet from among their countrymen. He's talking about Jesus here. I will put my words in his mouth, and then he'll speak everything I command him. Is in 1 Kings 17, great story about when Elijah left the cave, the brook Cherith, and then he goes to Zarephath, and the Lord raises up this woman, you know, probably the poorest woman in the city to provide for him. And then Elijah just declares this word over her, that the bowl of flour will not be exhausted, nor the jar of oil will become empty, right? So the Lord had given him that word, but then he released it through speaking. And then, of course, you know, her son dies, and Eliza does what the Lord says and returns. And then she said this, I really like it. And the woman said to Elijah, now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of God is in your mouth. Right? It's in Psalm 33. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Just reading a few psalms kind of quickly for us. This is Psalm 116, 10 and 11 in the Passion Translation. Even when it seems I'm surrounded by liars, and my own fears, and I'm hurting in my suffering and trauma, I still stay faithful to God and speak words of faith. Proverbs 18, familiar verses to us. With the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach will be satisfied. He will be satisfied with the product of his lips. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. This is Isaiah 51, verse 16. It's the Lord speaking. I have put my words in your mouth and have covered you with the shadow of my hand to establish the heavens, to found the earth, to say to Zion, you're my people. Isn't that cool? He put his words in my mouth to establish the heavens. Right? Meaning, he put the word, when I speak the word, it established the heavens. Right? It changes things in the heavens around me, heavenly. This is Isaiah 59, 21. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit which is among you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, or from the mouth of your offspring, nor from the mouth of your offspring's offspring, says the Lord, from now on and forever. Right? Important that we teach our kids the same thing, right? But the Lord was just reminding me today, as I'm just reading through this, of some things he really spoke to me, some promises he'd given me. Every word of God, Proverbs 29 says, every word of God is tested. All right, if you haven't seen that to be true, you will see that to be true. Every word of God is tried and tested. And in the midst of the trying and testing, the Lord, it just says it purifies our heart. But the Lord would just remind me, Craig, it's so important that you're speaking what I've said to you. I have put my word in your mouth. When I gave you the promise, I put that word in you. Right? It is my promise. It is my word that I've given you. Now, speak as though it already exists. You speak as though that word is true. And when you do, it changes the environment around you. Right? Instead of speaking doubt or fears or all that kind of stuff, which is just death. You know, James talks about that from the same mouth come blessings and curses, you know. And you've heard me talk about this before, especially in the Old Testament, man. The blessing was a really big deal to them, right? But Esau, when Jacob stole Esau's blessing, Esau wanted to kill him, right? Because that was his blessing. Because when that father spoke that blessing, the word of God was in him and he spoke over them, it changed the course of their life, right? This is the way that God does that. So it's important that you and your walk with him, just encourage you today. The things that God has declared of you and spoken to you and those things that he's given you, he has put that word in you. That seed, that word of God is in your mouth. And speaking it out, declaring it, right? Will change not only just the environment you're in, right? We'll just get rid of all the traffic, the nonsense, as we read in the Psalms there. But I really believe it sets things in motion for that word to be fulfilled. Right? Can God fulfill the word without me speaking it? I guess he can. He can do anything, right? But it seems biblically that there's something about speaking out that word. Like, you know, Isaiah also says, you know, in Isaiah 55, it talks about that the word of God never returns to him empty, right? Without succeeding in the matter for which he sent it. But in everything, he used a person to speak and declare that word, right? Your promises. So there's some promises that are very pregnant with you that want to be birthed. It's in your tongue. It's in your mouth. Begin to speak that. Begin to declare that. Right? Psalm 34. I just prayed it earlier. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. Blessing the Lord is blessing, is speaking his promise, speaking his word, speaking his promises over your life, over your children, everything he's spoken. There's so many. I've got books of promises of God, you know, in my journals. And I'm thinking about them today, and the Lord says, start speaking them, declare them. And I could just feel it, you know, things are just moving. So I encourage you, do that today. Just begin, if you find yourself in kind of a perplexed place or discouraged, just start declaring, speaking the word that he's put in your mouth over your life. Amen.